Okay, we're back to our regular learning, so to speak, of Mishnah Berurah. So, again, we've had a couple, few weeks off. We learned Hilchos Pesach, about Chometz, and about the Haggadah. And last week we were discussing about Sfiras HaOmer. So now that the Yontif is, so to speak, behind us, so we can get back to our regular Seder of Mishnah Berurah. So we're assuming Kuf Chaf Dalet. Toward all the way towards the end of the first Chayyuk of Mishnah Berurah, Baruch Hashem, and we're on Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet. We will be on Ches. So just to reorient everyone, we're discussing about Chazaras Hashatz, repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, and the last things we were discussing were the idea of answering Baruch Hashmo to when you hear a bracha. We saw an interesting Baruch HaShulchan about that. And then also answering Amen to the case we were talking about is when the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei to Chazar HaShatz. It's a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down that people who are careful or medaktikim, even though they were Yotze Shmoneh Esrei, so Yotze Shmoneh Esrei, but still they concentrate and listen carefully and look in a sitter while the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei. And then in Zion we saw that idea that a person should not be speaking during Chazar HaShatz. Again, Baruch Hashem in this shul, that's Baruch Hashem not a problem. And how terrible it is those who do. And a very interesting Rama, which is the last thing, if you recall, that we started on before we got into Hilchos Pesach, and that is that to teach a child to answer Amen to a bracha, because a child, an infant, as soon as they answer Amen to a bracha, they have a chelik in Olam Haba. And again, we saw Tshuva by Rav Moshe, Zeicha Tzadik Bracha, in Igros Moshe Yoradei Chel Gimel, Simen Kuf Lama Ches, which I want to say disagrees with Rama, but seems to take a different track than the Rama. So that brings us to Ches. Now again, we're discussing specifically answering Amen. Not so simple to answer Amen. So Machabe says, Lo ya'ana Amen Chatufa. A person should not answer when they answer Amen. Here we're talking about the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, but it could be to anything. A person should not say their Amen as an Amen Chatufa. What does that mean? So the Machaber explains, the Hainu ki'ilu ha'alef nekuda bechataf. Like the Aleph, right, is punctuated with a chataf. The Mishnah Berurah explains, means with a shva. Instead of, well, we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah says, when you say Amen, the Aleph has to be with a kamatz. Amen. Kamatz gadol. Amen. Not Amen. Or we'll see other variations of that, but the Aleph has to be punctuated and said clearly. Also, you shouldn't answer Amen. You shouldn't say your Amen before the Mevarach, the person saying the bracha, finishes the bracha. Now, we just went through Baruch Hashem Yontif. This happens a lot. I mean, I'd like you to know, I was really proud. I was listening carefully in the shul during Hallel, before Hallel, or Kaddish before Musaf. Well, that's Kaddish, but Damiram Belma, Avimru, or any end of Hallel. Melech Mulal, Batish Ba Main. That's what a lot of times you hear. You think that the last word is batish ba main. So again, it maybe sounds cutesy as far as the amen goes together, but clearly that is asur halacha. You're not allowed to answer amen before the mevarech finishes the bracha. And Baruch Hashem, I'm telling you, that did not happen here. Did not happen. In any of those circumstances. So this is the halacha against that. right? The Mishnah points out they do, people do this, and therefore that's also to do that. V'chein lo yaneh amen ketufa. Also, you shouldn't answer an amen ketufa. What's an amen ketufa? The Machaber explains. The same way you have to be careful with the aleph, you have to be careful with the nun. Main. That's the first way. Main. Or right? People do that too. Ve'eino motzeh b'peh shetei nikeres. Person doesn't enunciate them, these word, the word carefully. And the Rama says, ve'gam lo yafsik b'emsa amilo. You shouldn't break up the word amen. You shouldn't break in between. Machaber picks up, lo yana amen yasoma. You shouldn't answer an amen yasoma. What's an amen yasoma? The hainu. Next page, shuhu chayav b'bracha achas, that a person is obligated in a certain bracha. V'ashas mevarach osa, v'zein shoma, and you have to make that bracha. The chazan is making that bracha. You don't hear that bracha. You're answering amen to a bracha you did not hear. Afal pi sheodea is a bracha mevarach. Even though you could figure out. Right, for a second ago he said slach lanu. So for whatever reason, you didn't hear the next bracha, but you know he's saying a bracha, so you know you can figure it out what he's up to. Me'achar shlo shama lo yana acharav amen. Since you didn't hear it, you shouldn't answer amen. Dava amen yisoma. That's an amen yisoma. Now the Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion on this, that you have to hear. Even though there's machlokas about it, you have to hear the end of the bracha. You have to at least hear the end of the bracha. So in other places, the Mishnah Berurah discusses that in Alexandria they had how it could be bigger than some of the Hasidic shuls that they have, that whole 10,000. But evidently, this was the biggest around. And they had flags so that people, so that's a whole separate discussion, how they were able to answer amen. They really didn't hear the bracha. And the Rama continues, V'eshmachmir da afilo eino mechuya be'oso bracha, lo yana amen im eino yodea be'eza bracha kai shatz. There's a nami mikra amen yesoma. Again, that if you don't know, even if you're not mechuya in it, if you're mechuya in it, it's one thing. But even if you're not mechuya, if you don't know which bracha is being said, so you shouldn't answer amen. V'lo yantin im anias amen, and so too the Rama continues that a person shouldn't tarry, shouldn't take their time in answering amen. El miyad shekol ha-bracha yana amen. As soon as the chazan, or whoever it is, finishes saying the bracha, you should answer amen. So again, yes, you could probably finish, so how much time do you really have? So as you probably figured out, Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Daled says that the outermost limit is Tokedei Dibur. And you're probably familiar already. There's a machlokas, how long is Tokedei Dibur? Is it 3 words? Is it 4 words? Shalom Alecha Mori Rabbi, or not the Rabbi, or just Shalom Alecha Mori, or just Rabbi, just 3 words. And the Mishnah Berurah says more than that, you shouldn't answer amen. That would be an amen yisoma. That would be a orphaned amen. And therefore, you shouldn't answer it. Mishnah Berurah says that this is if you're answering amen privately to someone's bracha. If you're in a tzibur and they're still answering amen, so then you could still answer amen as long as rov of the tzibur is still saying amen. This is going to obviously come up, doesn't happen here so much, but you can imagine on the yontif. I mean, if you have a really musical group there, I don't know. Okay, let's leave that. Yeah.
If you're finishing a bracha, Baal Shema, and you're at the bracha part, and the
hazan is also at a bracha.
He's also
at
the bracha.
Right, so you can't answer amen.
Should you hurry up and try to finish it before you say?
If you can, but you see, because you have the other way also. In other words, you can't answer amen within your bracha too close. Same thing, same amount. So you have the same problem. Unless the only way it would work is if you're at the end of the Machaber brings down that after Yishtabach. So if you had this coinciding of bracha, so there used to be a minute to answer amen. like we do for Vnei Yerushalayim, Vnei Racham, or whatever your Nosach has, Vnei Racham Yerushalayim Amen. So that's because it's the end of the brachas midaraisa. So there was a custom also to answer Amen to your own bracha at the end of Yishtabach. Because that was the end of Sodhisha. So then, like those type of brachas, and there's other places also. So then you could do that because there was a minhag to do it anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so then you could use that loophole. But yeah, in general, you have that problem. Okay, back in the Mechaber. I have a little time here since it's Sfira. V'lo ya'ane amen k'sara el arucha k'sas. Don't run through the amen. K'day shiyucha lomar kel melch ne'aman. Enough time that you could say kel melch ne'aman, which we all know is part of the idea of amen. V'lo ya'arach ba'yosar midai. But again, don't drag it out too long. As we know, everything has to be normal. Lefi she'en kriyas ha'teva nishma'as kishmar arach yosar midai. Because again, then the word will not come out properly. So again, so as we've seen throughout, you answer Amen clearly and enunciate it very carefully. Okay, and again, the Mishnah Berurah also in Lamed Zion points out that, as you know, the Rashi Tevos of Amen is Kel Melech Ne'aman. So that's one of the reasons why we have it in mind. Alrighty. So we'll stop here for tonight. Stop here for tonight, and the Emir Sashem will continue explaining that tomorrow.
What do you do when the Chazan holds on to the Behimu or the Benomar, and the entire seaboard says Amen before
that's
the Chazan?
That's a problem. It's a problem. So we have to try to educate Baruch Hashem. It's less of a problem. But yeah, hopefully he gets the hint that.
So a person that knows should wait.
I see it's less of a problem here because the Amol, when it happens, the guy realizes that nobody's answering Amen, so he's not going to be stuck there forever.
The C word does say Amen.
Okay, so. People are getting tired.